This is the On the Line podcast.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Another episode of the On the Line podcast, here again with Noah. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Took a little siesta. Didn't have a show last week, but I'm excited that we're back. A lot's happened. It's starting to heat up down the stretch here. What is it, week 15 coming up? So big stuff coming.
Things are getting very interesting, like you said. You know, I want to start though Thursday. You know, we got football tonight, Raiders, Chargers. While the Chargers aren't in the playoff hunt, obviously, the Raiders, it seems like do or die for them tonight, wouldn't you say?
You know, if you would have asked me that a month ago, like, I was pretty high on them because they had beaten the Chiefs earlier in the year. They had a good showing against the Saints. They were coming off of some pretty competitive games, but all of a sudden they've just been trending downwards, and I don't see any turnaround. So, like you said, tonight's do or die for them, and especially against Justin Herbert. Like, tough QB. The Chargers aren't an easy out, even though their record doesn't look that good.
Yeah, I mean, they're not an easy out, but like you said, trending on the downside, like beating the Jets on a miracle Hail Mary, which was a terrible defensive call, getting absolutely dominated by the Falcons, losing to the Colts. I mean, you're basically on a three-game skid right there. I mean, the week before they lost to the Falcons, they were almost beating the Chiefs until Patrick Mahomes led that game-winning drive down the field and beat them. And I think it was that week when everyone was like, okay, you know, the Raiders are actually decent. They should have beat the Chiefs again. They would have had the sweep. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes did Patrick Mahomes things and led the Chiefs down and scored a touchdown. Now they're on this three-game skid playing the Chargers again. And the first time they played, Raiders won 31-26. I would say it's going to be high scoring again. But it's a little bit different because the Raiders, this is what the slate is for tonight. As of right now at 5 o'clock, this is what's going to happen. The Raiders just fired their defensive coordinator, so they don't have a DC tonight. Their offensive coordinator is not coaching tonight. No offensive coordinator. The Chargers, Eckler's banged up, but he's playing. Keenan Allen's banged up, and he's playing. Mike Williams is not playing. So these teams are totally different from what they were. I don't know who to pick. If you know, without injuries, the matchup is clear. I mean, the Raiders are probably the team to pick here. Noah, I just can't see, you know, a team that has no OC and no DC for the game tonight. How does that affect the team? I'm not confident in picking the Raiders outright and saying, hey, these guys are going to win, especially how close it was the last time they played. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the best move to fire your defensive coordinator in the midst of making a playoff run and trying to lock up a spot, at least in the wild card. So bad move there by the Raiders, in my opinion. And with your OC out tonight as well, it's really just going to be leaning heavily on John Gruden, who, like Anthony Lynn, very good player coach. Locker room loves him. Very animated guy. Great personality. But am I going to count on John Gruden to be calling plays in crunch time? No way. So I'm probably leaning to the Chargers here just because they have their full staff. I'm not saying that Anthony Lynn is any better of a play caller than John Gruden. I do feel like he's more level-headed and he's more schematic than John Gruden when it comes to crunch time. I feel like he's just a little too gets a little too heated. He's probably a little too emotionally involved. So I'm going to lean the Chargers here, but I'm interested to see what you have to say because you know I like John Gruden, but I just switched up on you and went with the Chargers. So are you going to do the same?
I mean, I would say that I think you're right about them both being player coaches, but look at, I mean, Anthony Lynn, dude, blows leads in the fourth quarter because of coaching. I do not like him as a coach. I don't think he's that great. Do I like Gruden either, though? I mean, I really don't know. I don't like either of these coaches, especially if they're going to be the ones making the decisions at the end of the day here in terms of play calling. So, you know, I don't know who I'm going to pick. But, I mean, if I'm taking a pick 'em here, I'm going to go with the Raiders to win this game tonight just because I'm going to go with the hungry team, the team that needs it more. You know, I think the Raiders, you know, it's a must win, like we said before. So I'm going to take the Raiders here in a high scoring game. I think even without Mike Williams, the Chargers are going to go off. They're clearly a pass first team. And the Raiders, Josh Jacobs hasn't been able to get going over, you know, basically the entire season. I would look at the Raiders here to try and get Waller going and try and spread the ball around a little bit more. I'm playing against Josh Jacobs in fantasy, so I hope that he doesn't have that big of a night. But I hope the Raiders still are able to pull out the win here. But I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be a very high-scoring game just because, you know, both these offenses can put up points when they're humming here. So I'm going to lean Raiders, but I'm not confident. I'm going to ask you this. If you had to put your money down on one kind of bet for tonight, what would it be? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Well, I'd have to look at the player props, but I will say that if the Raiders are going to be winning, I think Darren Waller is the key. I don't necessarily think it's Josh Jacobs because I don't know how much they're going to be running it. The Chargers secondary is absolutely abysmal. And this is why I'm sort of leaning towards Anthony Lynn, is because he's an OC guy. You know, he was a running back when he played. He was an offensive coordinator on the Bills before he actually was the head coach on the Chargers. So he always has a great offense. The Chargers offense is always very solid. It's the defensive side of the ball for them that struggles and blows leads. It's not like Justin Herbert's, you know, making mistakes or playing bad. So I think even though that Mike Williams is out, Chargers are going to be passing. So I think the Raiders have to do that too. And Darren Waller's the best pass catcher. So I don't know if we could look it up. Maybe while you're talking and I send it back to you, I'll look up some player props. But I think Darren Waller is going to be a guy that's going to have a night tonight.
You literally read my mind. I was going to say Waller over receptions and Waller to score a touchdown. Reception total, 6.5 right now. I'll take the over on that. And to score any time, -112, definitely. Waller sees, I think it's the second most red zone targets in the entire league. So, you know, I'm going to take Waller here to score a touchdown, like you said, but I'm not going to copy you. I'm going to take something different, and I'm looking right now. Off the bat, what I want to take really badly is, you know, I want to take the over here, the over at 51.5. I think it's going to be a really high-scoring game. It hit over that last time these two teams played. And, you know, I don't really see things getting any better, especially, you know, you see, like you said, Chargers defense is not that good and the Raiders just fired their defensive coordinator. I do not see both of these defenses coming out and being elite tonight. So I'm going to take the over on 51.5. You know, I think that's a pretty safe bet. But like you said, dude, I love Waller to score tonight. DraftKings, actually, I'm looking at it right now, offering that first TD score. If you bet on first TD score and he doesn't score the first TD but scores any time, you get your bet back. So I would be one inclined to put money on Waller, like you said. I think that's a great bet there. But my go-to bet tonight is going to be over 51.5 points. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I definitely could see it. And like you said, good point about the Raiders with their DC being out. It's kind of going to be a scramble, especially if it's in crunch time. If the Chargers are driving, I don't necessarily believe in that defense to be able to stop it. So we'll see how the game is going to be in about the first quarter. I feel like whatever's happening in terms of the momentum is going to continue to happen, especially if you're in crunch time situations. I think both of these defenses will crumble. So I would definitely lean towards the over as well.
So let's switch gears here, go to a game that played Monday night, one of the best games, in my opinion, of the entire season. And honestly, I didn't think it was going to be, but I'm glad that it was. Browns, Ravens, Baker versus Lamar. You know, it was a great game. I mean, a lot of rushing touchdowns, which, not to brag, helped my fantasy team because I have Nick Chubb. So I was really happy about that. But, I mean, it was just a great game on both sides. Baker did what he needed to do. Lamar played hero after coming back from what everyone thought was, you know, Lamar had to go take a dump. And it wasn't that. It was that he had cramps. He came back to replace an injured Trace McSorley out of nowhere, like Superman, came back, throws a touchdown on, I think it was fourth down. It was either third or fourth. It was definitely either third or fourth down to Hollywood Brown, scores a touchdown, puts the Ravens up. You know, they're going back and forth all night, super high scoring. And then, you know, Justin Tucker has a chance to win the game on a 50 plus yard field goal. And obviously, I mean, the most accurate kicker in the football, he's going to make it. So he did. Ravens won that game. You know, initial reaction from that, yeah, I think both of these teams played well, but come on, I mean, you're talking a very bad Browns secondary versus an injured Ravens secondary. Of course it's going to be high scoring. The Browns are a well lubricated running machine. Kevin Stefanski knows how to make this team work with the running backs. You know, they're not asking Baker to do a whole lot. They're just using the running backs very efficiently. And the Ravens, you know, everyone thought they were figured out. Well, yeah, I mean, come on. They beat a Browns team here. And while the Browns are 9-3, I could say that they're probably just as fraudulent of a 9-3 as Pittsburgh is, having lost two games. So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't say the Browns are that good. I wouldn't say the Ravens are that good. I think two very average teams played very below average defenses and put up a lot of points. So I don't think this game said a lot. It was extremely entertaining, but, you know, I'm not sold on the Ravens or Browns here. What do you think, Noah?
I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm always going to lean towards the Ravens as an organization, just because I feel like when it is in crunch time, the Browns are going to brown, you know. Wait, Mark, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'll pick up. Sorry. Yeah, when it's in crunch time, you know, the Browns are going to do Browns things. They're just always going to crumble under pressure. So, but like you said, two very average to below average teams, they both played their style. So they leaned on Lamar, as the Ravens did. And then for the Browns, they leaned on that run game. Is Baker Mayfield going to pass you to victories? No. I mean, don't look at that performance against Cincinnati this year where he had five touchdowns. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was, you know, 25% of his passing touchdown total was on the entire season. So when Baker Mayfield has to throw the football, they lose. When they can run the football efficiently, they win. So, and it was a tight game, and they did just that. Like you said, Nick Chubb had an unreal night, and Kareem Hunt's always very solid in there as, you know, a number two, but even though he's super talented, he could be a number one on a number of teams. So, like you said, I'm not super impressed with them. I don't really think that if you put them up against the Chiefs, am I going to pick either of them to upset them? Absolutely not. So, I still think that they're two very above average to average teams in the AFC, and I don't know if that's good enough to get any type of playoff win.
I mean, what team do you think, like, what's the best team do you think the Browns could beat today?
Maybe Pittsburgh, I would say, because Pittsburgh's, you know, a little banged up. They're going to have trouble stopping the run, and those are two very good running backs back there. I don't know if that would be something that would throw Pittsburgh off. I don't know if Stefanski could do well play calling against Mike Tomlin. The Steelers always own the Browns. They always do. But they are very banged up, and they're a team that's lost two straight. And I will say, I think the Browns are playing better. Even though I'm not super high on them, they're definitely playing at a better level than they were at the beginning of the year. So maybe Pittsburgh. I don't know if they're beating. They're definitely not beating Kansas City. Probably not Buffalo. I don't know. What do you think? I'm a little stumped here.
I don't know. If Pittsburgh played the Browns tomorrow, would the Browns win? Like you said, it's going to come down to coaching, and I'm going to stick with Pittsburgh here. Not because I'm a fan, it's because I'm honest about it. Pittsburgh still has one of the best defenses, even though they're down a couple linebackers and their secondary's a little hurt. You know, they're going to confuse Baker. They're going to force Baker to throw, and the pressure is still going to get there, and I think that would be a problem. I think if the Browns played the Raiders today, the Browns would win. You know, even if the Raiders had a full coaching staff or whatever, I'm going to take the Browns to beat the Raiders here. But anyone else in the AFC, out of all the playoff teams right now, they're not beating Buffalo, Kansas City, Indy. They're not beating Tennessee, even though they did beat Tennessee. I'll give them that. And they beat them pretty handedly. I think that in a best of three, best of five match, Tennessee walks away with that championship. I think the Tennessee was riding a little bit too high there, you know, and they came back and, you know, did well last week. Granted, they played Jacksonville, but their formula of using Derrick Henry is working out just fine, and A.J. Brown's turning into a good receiver. So, you know, today I think Tennessee beats Cleveland, Pittsburgh beats Cleveland, you know, and that leaves me with the Raiders here. I think they're about the Raiders level. You know, I think a very good game would be Miami versus Cleveland. I think that game would match up really nicely, and I think it'd be very entertaining to watch. Two up-and-coming teams that, you know, for the past couple of years haven't been that good, and, you know, I think that that would be a really, really good game to watch. But right now, you know, I think the Browns are just as good as the Raiders. And the Ravens, you know, I don't think the Ravens are that good. Out of all those teams I said, can the Ravens beat anyone? I mean, maybe Pittsburgh, just because of the familiarity there. You know, they play twice a year, and it's always different being a division game. But, you know, you have Baltimore play Kansas City, or you have Baltimore play Buffalo, or, you know, Indy, Tennessee. I would take any of those other teams over Baltimore any day. And I think it's just a product of Lamar being Lamar, and there's probably, next to the Patriots, the worst receiving core in the league. So, you know, you kind of can't put all the blame on Lamar. It's some of it's on the personnel there. But, yeah, I think Pittsburgh's a little generous. I see where you're coming from with that. I think it's a little generous, but I think the Raiders, for me, would be probably a better comp for them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're definitely closer to a Las Vegas than a Pittsburgh right now, but what you were saying about Tennessee and Indy, I believe Tennessee's on the come up for sure, and Indy is as well, but at the same time, I'm not convinced with them because both the Browns and the Ravens have actually beat Indianapolis this season. And even though the Indy, you know, they beat the Packers, yes, that was a great win for them, especially in OT. Didn't expect Phillip Rivers to do that, but, I mean, what do they play? The Texans are garbage. They play them twice a year. They've played the Lions, the Bengals, the Jets, the Jags, the Bears. I mean, in terms of a schedule, not very battle-tested. Their best wins have come over Tennessee and Green Bay, but other than that, they haven't beat any good teams. So I'm interested to see, hearing that, do you still think that Indianapolis is a better football team than, let's say, the Ravens? Because I think we would both agree that the Ravens are a little better than the Browns. Would you change your mind? Or are you still going to stick with it?
I mean, 100% I'm going to stick with it. I see what you're saying there. But, I mean, I think the Colts are a very good team. The Colts should have beat the Ravens. They had a bunch of mistakes that just happened. I mean, that was when, you know, Jonathan Taylor had his fumbling issues and Phillip Rivers had a bad game. He went 25 for 43, no touchdowns and a pick. I mean, the team was just off. And I think that in another game, in another rematch, like, I think you're going to say, you know, Indy is going to come in. Indy is the better defense by far. Indy's defense is one of the best in the AFC. I think that the offense, when it's full strength, that Jonathan Taylor run game, and now that you're getting Michael Pittman and T.Y. Hilton over the past 3 weeks has had a surge, I would be tough to say that the Colts would lose to the Ravens here. I'm probably higher on the Colts than you are right now, but granted, their past hasn't been that good, and beating the Packers, while it's a good win, the Packers are the most bipolar team in the entire league, besides maybe Seattle, who's extremely bipolar. But, you know, looking at the Colts right now, in terms of personnel, health, coach, you look at all of that. I like the Colts right now. I think that they are on the come up. And I mean, while they don't play the best competition, and like you said, they play the Texans twice a year, you know, they did beat the Titans once. They did beat the Packers. That's not to dumb it down. They've beat the teams that they needed to beat on their schedule. Granted, they lost to Cleveland, but like you said earlier, Baker tossing all those touchdowns, that's not going to happen again. That's a one, that's a one like anomaly out of all of them. And Baltimore, it was a mistake riddled game where, you know, you button up those mistakes and you're talking, they lost by two touchdowns. You're talking, it's probably going to be much closer. So I am high on the Colts here. But you know, I think they'd beat Cleveland. I think they would maybe beat Baltimore again, but, yeah, I do think that I'm higher on the Colts here than you are.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to each his own. It's better when we disagree. I will say that. But let's segue here, because we're talking about the AFC. You and I were discussing this before we started recording. Top three teams in each conference. We can stick with it here. I'll let you go first, because you were just talking about the Colts. Do they creep up near your top three in the AFC, or is it pretty standard? I have a guess for what yours is, so let me hear what you think.
Here's where I'm going to go. Obvious number one is Kansas City. Anyone that says Kansas City is not the best team in the AFC is an absolute lunatic. Not taking a dig at Colin Cowherd, who said Buffalo is better than Kansas City this week, but yeah, I you know, Kansas City is the best team in the AFC. It gets a little bit tricky after that, but when you look at teams overall, I like a team that's balanced. I said this earlier in the year, earlier in the first, you know, quarter of the season. I said the Rams are a good team because the Rams are balanced on both sides of the ball, good defense and good offense. You know, when I look at these teams, Buffalo is a little bit shaky on offense and defense. You know, Titans are a little bit shaky on offense and defense. I'm going to go here, and, you know, this isn't biased. This is just looking at it holistically. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh, while they lost to Buffalo, they're banged up. But when they're full healthy, they are clearly the best defense in the AFC. Their offense, everyone knows, can put up points. The problem is that it's not Big Ben. It's the drops that the team is having. They drop the ball at the highest percentage. Deontay Johnson, one of the juggernauts in that offense, is dropping the ball at a rate that's way higher than anyone else in the NFL. You fix the drops. You fix the mistakes. Having Juju, Ebron, Claypool, even the emergence of James Washington this season, and Deontay Johnson with James Conner, I think that team is the second best team in the AFC right now. Then again, you know, they have a lot of mistakes they got to fix. You got to fix your run game. You got to get healthy on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, and you got to fix the drops. Those three things, and I think they're the second best team in the league. So, in the AFC. So I'm going to go Kansas City. Then I'm going to go Pittsburgh. And for that third spot, I am going to go, and this, you know, might be a little bit shocking, but I'm going to go Tennessee. I like their run game. I like their style. They can jam the ball down your throat with Derrick Henry. And you know what? They asked Tannehill to do just enough. I like AJ Brown a lot. I like Jonnu Smith a lot. Corey Davis is really coming out this year. If you were to say Tennessee, Buffalo are going to play this week, who would you take? Well, you look at the two teams. Josh Allen, who makes a lot of mistakes, and when you know this stat better than I do, but when he plays really good teams, over 500 teams, he doesn't have a good game. Tennessee can capitalize on that, having Kevin Byard back there. Their secondary has some decent players where they can actually, you know, play good football on the back half. Getting Casey Hayward from the Chargers definitely helped that secondary. You look at the offensive side of the ball, Derrick Henry, AJ Brown, Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith, and Ryan Tannehill. I think they have a mix there of offense and defense that could really be, you know, another threat in the AFC. You know, the Colts come close for me, but the Colts, I think, are on the same level as the Bills here. I might put the Bills a little bit in front of the Colts here, but my top three right now, I'm going to go Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee. I think it's going to be really telling how Kansas City plays against the New Orleans Saints this weekend. I think for Pittsburgh next week, it's going to be very interesting when they have to go play the Colts. because that's probably going to be one of the toughest games they're going to have to play for the rest. It definitely is for the rest of the season. So I think those games are going to be extremely interesting. The Titans, on the other hand, this week they get a little bit of an easier game. They're playing the Lions. But next weekend, you got the Packers coming up, and they're going to be fighting for that number one seed in the NFC. So I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very telling down the stretch. But my three, I'm going to go Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I love the explanations. And like you said about Tennessee, if Derrick Henry, if you can't stop him, good luck. And with A.J. Brown emerging too, Ryan Tannehill and him seem to have good chemistry. He doesn't really make too many mistakes. I think Ryan Tannehill is a good quarterback. I think that I'm a little higher on him than you are, but we could both agree that he's not going to win you games and he's not going to lose them for you either. He's going to do his job how he should, and they lean on Derrick Henry. And if that's their identity and they stick with it and they play their identity almost better than anyone else in the league. But as far as my rankings, it's going to be pretty standard here, and it might be a little bit too heavy on the recency bias, but obviously one with Kansas City. Don't have to talk about it. Two, I am going to go with Buffalo, and it's not the reasons you think. Josh Allen, you and I talked about this, did not have that great of a game against Pittsburgh. He looked like garbage in the first quarter. Now, he played very well in the second half, but the Steelers fell apart. The reason why I'm putting them at number two is because outside of that Arizona game, I think they're on like an 8 or 9 like game win. The Chiefs beat them, but 7 games. They would have a 7-game win streak if they didn't lose on that Hail Mary to the Cardinals there. So pretty respectable. They beat the Seahawks, beat the 49ers, beat the Steelers. That's a good stretch. They're hot right now. That's why I'm putting them at two. And I really do like Sean McDermott. I think he's definitely a top 10 coach, and he's creeping up near the top 5, and we'll see how he finishes out this year in terms of the playoffs. But and then three, I will put Pittsburgh. Like you said, they're banged up. If the Steelers were fully healthy, I do believe that they beat the Bills in a tight game. The Bills are a good team, don't get me wrong, and as much as I love to shit on Josh Allen, he is much improved. He's only continued to improve. If you continue to put him up against good teams, though, I definitely feel his weaknesses will show. They even showed against Pittsburgh. He had a very inefficient game. Bunch of turnovers in that game as well. So, but the Bills here, I'm looking at it. Broncos, Pats, Dolphins to end the year. I mean, I feel like they're definitely winning 2 out of 3. It'll keep them feeling hot in the playoffs. So that's why I'm going Kansas City 1, Buffalo 2, Pittsburgh 3.
What does Buffalo do well, in your opinion? What is their strongest part of their game?
It's definitely their pass game. I mean, they don't run the ball that well. And if you look at Josh Allen's numbers, I mean, he's having good numbers. He passes well, lots of yards, lots of touchdowns. I mean, they can throw the ball. He has his mistakes, but he can definitely sling the ball. Look at Cole Beasley's numbers. I think Cole Beasley is having one of the best seasons out of any slot receiver in the league, and you wouldn't think it at all. I mean, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, John Brown is a top 10 wide receiver core in the league. If they had a better run game, I feel like I'd be a lot more scared of them. But they're completely – I don't want to say completely different from last year, but their defense to me is just a little shakier, even though they have the same names. I mean, I don't – you probably think the same thing. What do you think's happened there? Because they give up a ton of passing yards. They're very leaky.
Yeah, I mean, their defense, I don't know what their linebacker play, I feel like, has regressed a little bit. I just don't think that Buffalo's defense, like you said, Tre'Davious White is still a beast. And they still, I believe, have Micah Hyde back there, too. And they have Poyer back there, too. So you have a decent secondary there. But I just don't trust that offense. And granted, they are topped in the – they're probably the top 5 offense in the league in terms of passing. When you talk about pass yards and pass touchdowns, like you said, the run game is pretty much non-existent. It's pretty bad. But, I mean, you look at this matchup now. Look at Tennessee. If Tennessee plays Buffalo this weekend, who would you take?
Tough. tough, especially because Tennessee's been pretty bipolar as well. I mean, I'm going to go back because I was just checking out their record here. Tennessee beat the Colts, and then 2 weeks prior got destroyed by the Colts. So they destroyed them and vice versa. They lost to the Browns, and they've lost to the Ravens too, and that's the last 4 weeks. So they're 1 out of 3 against 2 AFC North teams. I mean, that's not good for Tennessee. Their best win in the past month and a half, I'd say, was against the Bears. Maybe the Colts, I guess. To me, I'm going to take Buffalo in another tight one. But I feel like it matches up better for Buffalo too, because even though that Tennessee is very good and they're much better with the run than Pittsburgh is, they're not as good with the pass. I feel like if you need to make Ryan Tannehill throw, who would you rather have leading a drive down the field, Ben Roethlisberger or Ryan Tannehill? Roethlisberger every day. So if you're going to be able to somehow scheme it to where you could stop Derrick Henry and make Tannehill throw, I feel like Sean McDermott's the guy to do that. So that's why I would take Buffalo.
Interesting. Interesting. I think I would probably take Tennessee. But the last time they played Buffalo, like you said, but Buffalo did stop Derrick Henry. They limited him to 57 yards. He did have 2 touchdowns, but they limited him to 57 yards. And that's the game where Tannehill went off. He went 21 for 28 for 195 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I think they're both decent teams, but I think that they're, you know, you can make an argument for one over the other. I think that's they're pretty comparable, but it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the AFC. I think the Chiefs are at the top alone right now. I don't think there's anyone else really close to them in the entire league, I would say. It's just hard to stop them. They just have so many things that they can come at you with. So, you know, I think that's going to be pretty tough there. You know, there's some pretty good matchups this weekend, honestly. I mean, the one I'm looking forward to the most might be the Chiefs-Saints, just because I think that's going to be a really good game back and forth. I think that's going to be high scoring as well. Who would you pick in that game? Who are you taking, Chiefs-Saints?
It's the Chiefs, right? I mean, who can swap them? I really think that they're head and shoulders above anyone else in the league. And I know that they've been in some tight games, and they even blew one to the Raiders earlier in the year. But I think it's more just they have so many weapons. They have so many pluses over any other team. You look at them at every position. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, one of the best QBs. Ty Hill, top 5 wide receiver, arguably top 3. Travis Kelce, in my book, best tight end for sure, now that Kittle's out. Waller's the only one that's really close this year. And their run game, even though it's, you know, it's not the greatest, they're definitely near the top 10. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Le'Veon Bell, 2 talented guys. I mean, and that's just on offense. They do have playmakers on defense as well. Granted, it's not as star-studded, but, I mean, their defense is, you know, I feel like a little better than last year, so I can't see any team really outplaying them. And who am I picking? Pat Mahomes or Taysom Hill? I mean, come on. I'm taking the Chiefs any day of the week. Are you leaning Saints? Or, I mean, you got to stick with the Chiefs, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take the Chiefs as well. I don't know. How do you can't pick against the Chiefs. There's no reason to pick against the Chiefs, you know. They've done nothing to prove that they're going to lose any games this year. I'm trying to find a trap game this week, and I think it might come in D.C. Seahawks come cross-country to play the football team. What do you think about that? Do you think it's a potential trap game for the Seahawks?
Well, I'll ask you this because I don't know. Is it Haskins or is it Smith? Is Smith going to be back this week?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because if it's Haskins, that guy's a bum, so I'm taking the Seahawks any day of the week. If it's Alex Smith, he's not going to make as many mistakes.
3 hours ago, posted that Dwayne Haskins on track to start.
Yeah, taking the Seahawks for sure. Okay.
I totally forgot about that injury. That makes it way easier to pick. Do you think the Broncos could knock off the... You think the Broncos can knock off the Bills this weekend?
See, the Broncos are interesting to me because I feel like their defense is actually very underrated. What do they have? Jarrell Casey, he's been having a stud year. Stud year. And they've played the Chiefs very close. They did get blown out by the Saints, beat the Dolphins, and then they got blown out by the Raiders. So it looks like they're very bipolar, and I feel like it's more not so the defense, but it's on Drew Lock. So I don't think so. I feel like as an organization, Buffalo is very solid, and you can't doubt that. Now, Sean McDermott is a good coach, so he's not going to let – he doesn't seem to be a guy that lets bad teams beat him. He doesn't drop as much or as many eggs like Pittsburgh does, so I'm going to stick with the Bills.
Okay. Yeah, I could see the Bills winning that one too. I don't really see a lot of upsets in this weekend's schedule going down.
I'll ask you this. Do you think Philadelphia can ride the wave and beat the Cardinals? I feel like that's the biggest trap game on the schedule.
Yeah. Wow. Where is it?
It's in Arizona.
I'm going to take Arizona here. Arizona is, I would rather take a desperate team than take a team that's kind of riding the wave of a new QB. Arizona has to win. If they want to make the playoffs, they have to win. And it's a slim chance they're even going to make the playoffs, but, you know, like I said, it's a must win for them. So I'm going to take Arizona here. Hurts had a good game. It almost could have been seen that Hurts was going to come in and do well. Like, everyone was riding the momentum of a fresh start, and they're going to still be riding that. And while, you know, the Eagles might need a win just as badly as any other team in the league because their hopes are still alive, their hopes are a lot slimmer. I mean, you look at their team, they're 4-8-1, two games out of first place, and I do not see Washington losing out. So I will give the nod to Arizona this week. I do not think that Philly is going to pull off another upset. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm leaning Arizona too, but I will say we can I think you can book this bet. Philadelphia's +6. If I were any gambler, if you would move them to like covering 2 touchdowns, easiest bet. Absolutely. They're still going to play hard, and I don't think Arizona is really going to be that stud of a defensive team. They've been extremely leaky this year, especially down the stretch. And don't look at last game against the Giants. The Giants stink, in my opinion. That's not a dynamic offense. They have Wayne Gallman, of all people, running the ball, and who knows who's catching
passes.
Don't
shit on anymore. Wayne Gallman. He's decent. Wayne Gallman is a decent running back.
But listen, book it. Philadelphia plus like 14.5. Throw it in a parlay with a can't loser, like maybe, I don't know, Buffalo or somebody, someone who's going to win for sure. Take those two bets and call me in the morning, man. Book it.
What's your lock of the week right now? No adjusting. Lock of the week.
Let me take a look here. You go for it. Do you have one?
I'm looking. If it's the right odds, then yeah, I'll take it. Cleveland -6. Hammer that.
You were just sucking your boy Wayne Gallman. You think they're gonna win by 6?
Oh, for sure. The Giants don't have their offensive coordinator. Jason Garrett's on COVID, so guess who's filling in? Freddie Kitchens. Freddie Kitchens is offensive coordinating against his old team. So they're going to absolutely destroy the Giants this weekend. Their best defensive player, James Bradbury, is on the COVID list, so he's done. So, you know, yeah, I don't see the Giants winning this game, and I think Cleveland's going to absolutely steamroll them. So I'm going to take Cleveland -6. That's my lock of the week. Your turn.
I really like that. I do think that is a lock of the week. Even though I'm not like super high on their offense, they can put up points, but I'm going to take under 47.5 against Baltimore and Jacksonville. I just can't see. Baltimore has to play shutdown defense, and I know that Jacksonville has put up some points passing here and there, but
I feel like Baltimore is just going to blow them out, and it's just going to be like a run game. Lamar's just going to be able to run all over them. They're going to lean on J.K. Dobbins in that run game, too, in the second half. So I feel like that game is just going to be a Baltimore blowout.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like that. All right, let's go to our last thing today. We're doing running back rankings. Last week we did QB rankings. Let's do running back rankings. Noah, do you want to hear what your running back rankings were in the beginning of the season?
I'll go ahead and take a guess. Now, I will say, I feel like you and I both can't be dinged on CMC and Saquon because they've been riddled with injury.
Right. All right. They were our one and two.
All right. And then I think I know who my three was. And I think I put Zeke.
Yes.
And I think I had Derrick Henry and Alvin Kamara at 4 and 5. And I put Joe Mixon at 6.
Correct. I mean, you had Kamara at 4, Henry at 5. So you had Kamara ahead of Henry. So it was CMC, Barkley, Elliott, Kamara, Henry. I had a similar list. I went CMC, Elliott, Barkley, Henry, and Chubb. And my honorable mention was Kamara. So let's start here. Noah, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'll take a crack at it. So I feel like both of you and I, we have to put at number one, Derrick Henry. I'm going to go Kamara at 2 for sure. He's having a fantastic year. Chubb's definitely in there for me, but I don't know if I want to put him at 3 because he did miss some time, right? Like he was out for a couple of weeks. So,
yep.
I'll put him at 3, though, because he's been so efficient in the games he's been in. 4, it's tough for me because this guy was nowhere to be found, but he's had a ton of TDs. James Robinson's got to be there, right? Now, I will say, now, you know what? I forgot about one person. I'm going Henry 1, Kamara 2, Dalvin Cook at 3, Chubb 4, Robinson 5. That's my official.
I was wondering where your Dalvin Cook was.
I missed him.
I was getting more and more nervous. I was getting more and more nervous as you were missing him, but I like that. I'm going to tweak it my list is going to be a little different. I'm going to go Henry 1. I think he's solid 1. He's the best pure rusher in the league. And I think I said this when we were doing our rankings, I would move him higher, but out of respect for Saquon, Zeke, and CMC, got to keep him a little lower on the list. Henry's 1. 2, I'm going to go Cook. I think Cook is versatile. He's a pass catcher. He can run the ball. He can score. He's electric on the field. He is that Vikings offense outside. You know, I think it's Dalvin first, Justin Jefferson, and Thielen second. You know, I think that's the way that Zimmer looks at the offense. So I'm going to go Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook. Then, you know, it gets kind of tricky for me. You know, I really do like putting Alvin Kamara in there. But Alvin Kamara, I mean, year after year just doesn't get the rush yards that a running back should get, but he gets the receptions that, you know, a running back is normally doesn't get. But here, I mean, I don't know what to say. I think I'm going to go with Nick Chubb here. I'm going to go with him at 3. I think Nick Chubb is a better running back than Kamara is. I think Kamara is a better dual threat weapon. But, you know, I think 4, I have to go Kamara here. So, you know, we have Henry, Dalvin Cook, Nick Chubb, Alvin Kamara. And then at 5, I think you're right. I think I got to go with James Robinson here. Guy's been an absolute beast from undrafted rookie to best rookie running back, better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire, better than most running backs in the league right now. You know, I think you got to put him there. I think if I didn't have him there, who would I put? I think you got to really consider Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is an absolute beast up there in Green Bay. But, you know, right now, James Robinson, he's doing it all. He is that Jacksonville offense. They have no one else but him. So, you know, I like your list. We basically have the same list, just a little bit reordered differently. So, you know, it's totally different from our preseason just because, you know, like you said, CMC, Saquon, and Zeke are out right now. But, you know, people got to step up to the plate. And my list, you know, having Henry, Dalvin Cook, Nick Chubb, Kamara, and Robinson. I like it. I like that a lot. But I like your list too. You're not as high as on Dalvin Cook as, you know, you put Kamara a little bit higher. What makes you put Kamara higher than Dalvin Cook? Why do you think Kamara's better?
I'm going to give you some names here. So Ty Hill, Terry McLaurin, DK Metcalf, Adam Thielen. You believe they're all stud wide receivers, like all wide receiver ones, right?
Of course.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara has more catches than them. That's why I love Kamara so much. I value pass-catching running backs a little higher than I say most do, even though it's not necessarily part of the position. But again, you know, he racks up receptions, and he never fumbles, doesn't have a single fumble this year. He's so clutch, and that's why I like Alvin Kamara so much. Granted, he does not get the rush yards. I mean, you know, that is part of the position. I feel like you gotta be able to run the ball. Where's he at in rush rankings? I feel like he's like, you know, RB2 numbers in terms of rushing, but he has more receptions than Tyreek Hill and DK Metcalf. Like, come on. That, to me, is just stud worthy. Maybe I should have him at 3 and have Cook at number 2 because he is having a fantastic year, but I love when a running back can catch passes, and he's probably the best, in my opinion. I'd even put him above CMC and Saquon right now. If they were playing, maybe CMC's neck and neck with him, but Alvin Kamara, beast receiver.
True. I like that. I mean, yeah, he's doing a lot more for his team than a lot of running backs are, but you know, that's a good point. That's a good statistic there about receptions. Who has the most total yards though? I don't know that stat and figure, but I believe it has to be Derrick Henry and then Dalvin Cook probably.
Let me check.
Just
here.
Because you're talking,
I would say Dalvin Cook's number one. Derrick Henry doesn't catch passes.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't. I'm not sure, and I can't find it right now. But
you kill time right now. I'm going to find it.
Here we go. I found it. Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook leads the league with 1674. Derrick Henry is second with 1641. So he only has 30 yards less. And then it's Kamara with 1400, 200 yards below them, then Robinson. So, I mean, you look at those guys and they're all in our top five right there. You know, it's pretty impressive to see that. You look at, you know, Derrick Henry, he only has 100 yards receiving, but, you know, his rush yards alone, 1,500 rush yards leads the league. Dalvin Cook has the reception yards, but, you know, nothing close to what Kamara has. Kamara has 700, the next closest, Dalvin Cook, 322. So, you know, it's interesting to see, but, yeah, I think that it's extremely interesting, and I like your list. I do. Surprising one on here, actually. Chase, this can't be right.
Well, I was looking at the same list as you. He has kick return yards listed because Patterson's okay. Like top 10, yeah. And all of his yards come from returns. So,
okay, fair, yeah. But
you actually
look at
Zeke, even though people are down on him this year, he's ahead of Aaron Jones in total yards. So. He's the fifth best running back on this position if you're not counting kick returns.
Right.
Oh, shit. Tony Pollard's ahead of him. Oh, he has kick return yards.
Yeah, he does kick returns. So cool, man. That's a good list. I'm looking forward to next week. What do you want to do next week? Tight ends? We could do tight ends next week.
A little tight end.
I think
end
the
action.
List is
yeah.
Very.
Maybe
tight
wild.
Ends are very. Maybe, yeah, maybe we'll do a combined both. We'll hit both of them next week. Tight ends are a little top heavy. You know, once you get out of the top three, it's kind of a mishmash there. But, yeah, man, this was good. I'm excited for tonight's game. It's kicking off in about an hour and a half, and I'm excited for this weekend's games, man.
Dude, I tried it out on Sunday, making some buffalo chicken dip. I'll give it like a solid 7 out of 10 for how I made it. So I think I might make it tonight, watch the game. It's going to be a good one, and yeah, man, might have to do it Sunday, too.
Sounds good, man. Talk to you next week.